censored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay. All right. We'll be back now. No teasing me. No teasing me, my producer. All right. We're back. And yes, indeed, we are beginning the new hour, the second hour, here on Republic Broadcasting every night, 8 to 10 Central Time. And Marcy is our guest, and Marcy is from Western El Paso. She has a family. She's got a property, a farm. She's got all of this, and it's all being invaded by, yeah, you guessed it, not tourists, not visitors, but trespassers. And President Bush calls them our guests. Well, I notice they don't seem to have too many around the Crawford Ranch. How come?
I know. I wonder that myself.
I thought they were guests. Why does the Secret Service keep them at bay? Oy vey, you have to wonder, huh?
That's all right.
Well, we're going to take more calls now, and I want to get into some of these myths that I mentioned earlier and see how we can expose them for our listeners. Leslie in Virginia. Yes, madam, you are on the program.
Hi, Rick and Marcy. I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
Hello.
First of all, Rick, I notice you keep addressing, you know, the media. Let's address the people for who they are, members of the Foreign Council that David Rockefeller created, that mm-hmm. they do not want national sovereignty. They do not want they're globalist. So when we talk about Diane Sawyer, she's a member of the Foreign Council,
mm-hmm.
Tony Snow, Katie Kirk, Dan Rather, and even old Revenue Jackson, because we see him in the news, and we see this lacrosse Duke thing day after day. The point being is that you'll never see Revenue Jackson address this illegal immigration issue. Why? Because he is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm. That's true, and he's got his own agenda, but, you know, you said you had a question for him. You made a statement.
Because people don't even know when they're watching TV what they're watching, who's it coming from. Marcy, I thought you said that these businesses that were hiring illegal aliens, that the IRS refused to do anything about them?
Well, no, I believe we were discussing the recent ICE crackdown that was going on, and there was a business that was busted, and I believe they arrested or rounded up about 1,100 people. And what I was saying was that anyone who denies the ability to go in and do something about the people that we have here right now, these some odd 9 to 11 million illegal people here right now, is that all one has to do is look at the Social Security Administration, go to your schools, look and see. I mean, Homeland Security Secretary Chernoff has asked Congress to look at the earnings reports, you know, for Social Security. And, you know, the reports contain workers' names and Social Security numbers, and when they don't match, the information is set aside. And why couldn't we go in there and look at that information? They don't want to turn it over.
Well, I was thinking of something else. That's an excellent suggestion, but I was thinking of something else. I was thinking about, because IRS has an internal audit staff, and that includes the criminal division. What I'm trying to say is this, is that when they don't comply and they don't pursue or prosecute, the point being we have a Treasury Inspector General. What we need to do is very simple. We need to file a complaint and CC to a member of Congress, CC to the Inspector General, and CC to the criminal division of that company and who they're hiring. And the reason why it's the Inspector General is Congress is supposed to provide oversight of these agencies, number one. And you want it to fall on the Inspector General, but you put the heat on the criminal division at the Internal Revenue Service.
Leslie, we have a break. Do you want to hold?
Yeah.
All right, stay where you are. I want to pursue that. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Yeah. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Rubbing OL for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years. The British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Other stations, shortwave and satellite and over the air radio. Well, here we are. We're with Marcy now. Marcy is a defender of America, a defender of the border down in El Paso. And we have Leslie still with us on the lines. Leslie, are you still there?
Yes, I want to make a couple points here.
You may.
See, the Internal Revenue Service for years has
talked. We call it the Infernal Revenue Service. But go ahead.
Yes. How they had the so-called tax modernization program. Now, what that is supposed to be a sophisticated computer system to make it very simple and pliable especially in a case like this. Now, we have spent billions and billions on this. GAO has written it up I don't know how many times. The point being, we are talking about companies that are not being pursued or investigated, hiring illegals. Now, what we need to do is very simple. We need to put the company's names, also CC to the member of Congress that is responsible for the oversight of the Internal Revenue Service, and to the Inspector General's office, to the Treasury, and, of course, to the Criminal Division of the IRS. Because Congress has been on their the complaint was that they need to get more people, quote, into the system, Well, they can't have it both ways. Now, if you've been listening to the mainstream media, if you've taken note, you keep hearing that they want this new program for IRS to do your taxes. No, we don't need a new, they got a test program in California. No, we don't need a new program. We need you to, what we need to say to IRS, we need them to enforce the laws we already have. And we've already spent billions and billions on the tax modernization program. Now you just enforce it.
Well, the problem with that is, as you know, all of these agencies are what part of the government? Which
we are
branch?
Talking about specifically. Specifically.
But which branch? Which branch?
We are talking about the
executive branch.
Specifically criminal division. Specifically, you go to
we got George Bush issuing directives to the department, well, actually it's Homeland Security, telling the border guards and the border patrol not to talk to the press, not to reveal anything. In other words, if you see something and you hear something, don't answer it because it might embarrass us. So, you see, the executive branch, is what I'm trying to say to you, my darling, is in control of these agencies. And they're not going, it's like the, you know, the fox guarding the hen house.
I agree with what you're having to say. However.
Yes.
However.
Yes.
This falls particularly on Congress. See, they're looking for an scapegoat. And what we have to do is look for the accountable person that we can put the thumb on immediately. So they can't run around and say, that's not my job. Because that is their job. So we there's no way that the president come in and say, I told them not to enforce it. Because if that ever got out. If that ever got out, non-compliance, well, why should you comply? Why should anybody else comply?
Yeah, but see, this administration doesn't care about law. It doesn't
Let's
care
take,
about right.
You know,
it
remember
really
the.
Care at all.
Remember the clue. Remember what he said. Bring it on. Let's tell
bring
the president.
Bring them on, he said. Bring them on.
Okay, bring them on. Let's tell. Well, let's put the pressure on Congress. Bring it on. Because
well,
it is their responsibility.
As one former congressman said from Pennsylvania many years ago in the 1970s, he wrote a book, Joseph Clark, and he was a liberal.
Uh-huh.
But he wrote the book, The Sapless Branch, Congress. Congress has become a sapless branch and nothing more than a, shall we say, a, how can I put this, but a rubber stamp maybe of the administration.
Well, you know why?
Yeah.
Because it's very, it's not exactly a rocket science here. All they care about is getting reelected. Now, where do they get their funds? Less than, was it, 1% of half of that percent is $200 or less, you know, from little people. The rest comes from big corporations, special interests, you know, you go on down the line.
Yep.
It's because the only people we can blame at this point is ourselves because we haven't been involved. And don't underestimate, Rick and Marcy, do not underestimate the sleeping giant. And that's why your show is terrific, putting the information out so people can get involved.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I to that effect, and in awakening the sleeping giant, you know, like I said, what we deal with down here, we've been dealing with for years and years, and it's something that we talk about that's angered us for a long time. And when we saw the protests in Los Angeles, in Dallas, I really believed, I thought, okay, here it goes. The American people are going to wake up to what is going on because you wave a bunch of, you know, Mexican flags on a protest when you're not even a citizen of this country. Americans all over the place are going to come out and say, wait, now what's going on? What is this? We didn't know this was happening. We've got to do something. But then, you know, it's like I'm afraid the way we are in our soundbite culture that we live in, time goes by, things cool down.
Wait a minute, Marcy and Rick, both. What is the mainstream media has happened? And both of you, Rick would know this. As you know, in UK, what has happened is the major press and same, my understanding, the alternative media has already surpassed it. Now, we're coming under a different day. We have the alternative media. Things are not the way, what you're saying, Marcy, It's bubbling. It is bubbling. People like Larry Nichols and other people out here are beating the drums. And believe me, it is being heard. What we're going through is a new era through alternative media and shows that Rick has. Mm-hmm. And it is, what I'm saying is, give us a chance, Marcy. We hear your cries.
Well, I hope that everybody will do what they can.
Believe
email,
me, I have called
call.
Congress, yes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out like myself that are getting involved.
Good.
And you listen, this is exactly why they are scared to do anything when they got back. All they're doing is shuffling.
Absolutely.
And everybody knows it.
Yes.
Because yep.
They're doing nothing. And you want to know something? That's a good thing. You know why? Because I think if they didn't come back for 5 months, that would even be better.
If they never came back.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you, Leslie, for your encouragement and for your information. We appreciate all of it. Thank you. It's true. You know, we're here not to discourage people, to bring them the facts, to get
right.
guests on like yourself, obviously, Marcy.
Yes.
But, you know, to try to tell them, you know, whether or not we win the immediate battle,
right.
the war will be won by the forces of God.
Right. And I think
good.
Also that people need to understand that there is an agenda in this country, in
mm-hmm.
the government, to ensure that the illegal immigration continues.
Mm-hmm.
There's benefits to our president, to our corporations, and, you know, they're not going to, this is not going, they're not going to go away. This isn't going to go away. And so you people need to make their wishes known to their senators, to their representatives.
Right.
They've got to write them. They've got to email them. They've got to call them. It really does make a difference, and it's a simple thing. Takes 2 minutes out of your day to do it.
Right. Okay, let's take another call from Steve in New York. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about this stuff you mentioned earlier about these people using strategy in calling people racist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that stuff is a bunch of BS nonsense in general, because until 1965, we had a predominantly white European population as far as immigration goes. I mean, except for, you know, the African Americans in the South who, you know, brought here unfortunately and made citizens, you know. That's a different category. But the idea that mm-hmm. this country should be a place where we should just allow and flood all these third world people from all these different third world countries and it's more very important that we become a diverse society with all that. It's just a bunch of nonsense. First of all, with this world order, I'm sure you're familiar with the Trilateral Commission, most
mm-hmm.
people don't
mm-hmm.
talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Trilateral Commission, with their list, they have some Japanese collaborators, not as many as they do American and British and others, but they have some. But, you know, the Japanese, and this is why I envy them a little bit, as well as the Icelanders and people in Iceland, the Japanese aren't really interested in their country being a very diverse, multicultural society. They may have different people there that may come live with them, but
mm-hmm.
it's more or less a small percentage that assimilate
right.
into their
mm-hmm.
culture and population. But they don't have people there with that political correctness advocating
mm-hmm.
that they should take, you know, immigrants from different cultures from India and all over the
don't.
Whole world.
They do not.
Yeah, they do not, and they're not interested. And that's another thing, too. When these people try to do this New World Order stuff, what are they going to do when it comes to the Japanese? Because they're trying to bring those other countries like Japan and China into the mix. And Japan's not interested in that garbage.
Well, the multiculturalism is a total and complete fraud from
mm-hmm.
beginning
and
to end.
And it's a failure.
Always has been. And, you know, that's why America, really and truly, up until the 1960s, America was a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you either anglicized or became American, or you just didn't fit. And you were an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you were an
exactly.
outcast.
But
now,
first of all,
go ahead.
What you're saying.
I was just
going to
say,
saying
now
outcast.
We are the outcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Those who believe in America for Americans, those who believe in America first, those who believe in, you know, the concepts upon which this nation was founded, we're the outcasts. We're the politically incorrect, you see?
Yes.
Right. Not only I wish they cut all this crap, because there's nothing wrong with this country being predominantly a white, non-Jewish, white European country, period. And this stuff with this gold, by the way, Helmut Kohl.
It was supposed to be a Christendom. That's what the West was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now we're ashamed of it. Yeah, we're supposed to denounce it.
Well, even
it.
Christian or not. I mean, there were some people weren't interested.
But it was known as Christendom, right?
Yeah. Right.
West,
well, it
the
is.
West, yeah. But Solzhenitsyn, look at what he said. All
yeah.
right, we got a break, Steve. Thank you very much for your call. You made some good points. Time is short. We got more callers, and we'll be right back with Marcy Bain, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, indeed, we have with us tonight Marcy Bain, who is living right at the border virtually in El Paso. And Marcy, you're on mountain time, I guess, huh?
Yes, I am.
You're so far west.
Huh? We're so far west. We're not on Texas time. We're on New Mexico time, actually.
That's incredible. And, you know, we look at all of the names, you know, of California, mm-hmm. Southern California. We look at the city, even Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You know, and, of course, even it's ironic because here we've got these ACLU types who were used to be screaming about the names, Los Angeles, you know, City of the Angels.
Right.
And, of course, you know, cities specifically that are named after saints and so forth. Now they're in a quandary because they have to decide which they're going to defend. They're going to defend
the Hispanic heritage or the atheists.
Yeah, right. So they really don't know what to do. But let me throw this at you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, kind of in line with the previous caller, talking about assimilation into to this country. And, you know, I want people to understand that this is not about recognizing that throughout our history, immigrants obviously have been integral in the formation of our country.
Mm-hmm.
My father is a first-generation American. Both of his parents came here from what was then Yugoslavia, now Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when they came over here, though, they, which is so important, assimilated into society.
Right.
They learned the language. My grandfather, by the time at his death, was a very successful businessman. He went back the last time he returned to see the old country, which at that time was, you know, communist. You know, before he got back on the boat to leave and come home to his adopted country, you know, he told my father that he spat on the country of his birth and never looked back. And I'm not suggesting that once someone from any culture comes here that they should turn their back on what it is that makes them who they are.
Yes.
But to come here and to really get the benefit of what immigration can do to this country, one has to come here with the idea in mind that they are going to be Americans, that they are going to love this country and what it means and what it stands for.
You know, we're centuries away from that original concept why
people
came here. They didn't come here for economic opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know? People don't understand history. They came here, the pilgrims came here, the Puritans, for religious freedom primarily, to escape the tyranny of the Church of England and Denmark and so forth. They didn't come here to get a job.
Right.
They didn't come here to work at Walmart.
Right.
They came here to be free in the spiritual sense, and that is what we have totally forgotten. Even the most conservative among us have forgotten that fact. It's not about economic opportunity. It's about religious persecution. And coming here now, we are being persecuted in our own country by a government which has declared war on Christianity.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
But let me take one of these quick myths, and yes, we'll get back to the phone, Bob and others. The so-called, you know, myth number one, illegal immigrants contribute greatly to the American economy.
Mm.
And this is what the ACLU, for instance, types have said, that as far as the statistics from the year 2002, immigrants pay more than $90 billion in taxes every year, which is nonsense. But anyway, then they receive only $5 billion in welfare. Without their contributions to the public treasury, the economy would suffer enormous losses. Now, that's just one of their ridiculous statements. That is totally and completely false to begin with.
Yeah.
And it is nonsensical. Totally nonsensical.
Common sense alone would negate that fact.
Exactly. Exactly. But here's the interesting thing, you know, and this is something we have to understand. If 32.5 million immigrants, the total of legal and illegal immigrants, according to the recent U.S. Census figures, really paid $90 billion in taxes, then they pay half the taxes the average native-born American pays. Note, too, that the ACLU combines both legal and illegal immigrants into its statistics. Most taxes paid by immigrants are paid for by legal immigrants working legally in the country. Illegal immigrants often pay little or no taxes because many of them are working under the table in the underground cash-based economy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, these things get lost in the facts. And another one that is really at the top of this list is, and we'll address it in the last half hour, but, quote, you can't deport 12 million people. And that's what Georgie Porgy and the rest of them are telling us. Now, we'll expose to you why that's a myth, what Tom Tancredo and others have to say about it, and why we need to shatter that myth if we are ever going to reach the American public with the facts. In fact, they can be deported, and it's not as difficult as they would have you believe.
Yeah.
All right? We'll do that when we come back from the break, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. And by the way, we're speaking with our guest here, Marcy Bain. And Marcy, is there a way they can get in touch with you if people want to help you? Do you have a website? Do you have a number? Do you have an address? Do you have anything?
You know, I don't have a website, but I have a number. And
all right, hold off.
Okay.
And if you want to give that, if you feel comfortable, you can do it in a little while, all right?
Okay, great.
All right, we'll be back with Marcy. I'm Rick Adams. Your call straight ahead, right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right. We're back now, and we're having a discussion, a very animated discussion with Marcy about the Invasion USA. And I should mention, Marcy, before we take the next call, again, this idea that you cannot deport lawbreakers, that you cannot take people who are living on your property, who have taken over a room or two, and get rid of them. Well, you certainly can. And that, of course, is nothing more than a cliche and a slogan, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If this Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency deported only 2 million, 2 million of 12 million said illegal aliens, 10 million illegals would be better than 12 million, first of all.
Right.
Now, Tom Tancredo, congressman, notes that enforcing employer sanctions could lead most or many if not most, on their own to leave the country without deportation. If you can't get a job in this country and you can't get social service benefits, guess what? You go home.
Absolutely.
That's just the beginning. Don't buy into that myth, do you?
I do not, and I think that he's right on. When you get rid of the incentive for the legal activity, and the illegal activity will shut itself off, maybe not completely, but it would be a fine start and wouldn't cost the taxpayers a penny.
That's absolutely correct. So when these politicians get up from the president down and make a ludicrous, ridiculous statement like that, they're lying to the American public, and they're doing it in bold fashion. There's absolutely no way they should be allowed to get away with making statements like that.
No.
Now, somebody had called the network and wanted to alert our listeners to a website, which I'm sure you've probably heard of. I would assume maybe you have, maybe you haven't. And that is numbersusa.com.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with that.
All right. Well, numbersusa.com. Go there, and you'll see what they tell you. They tell you, if you need help, how to become part of the problem, how to come into the country, how to get social services, how to get on the dole, how to be part of the illegal apparatus in the United States. NumbersUSA.com will tell you all of this. You can go there and read it for yourself. See, this is the structure. This is how they can get hundreds of thousands of people to demonstrate across America. This is how organized they are.
Well,
they are
actually,
hoping.
it was advertised on Mexican television stations through the news, which is another reason why they were able to gather so many so quickly.
Well, that's why, they're looking at May 1st, and, we're hearing conflicting things. We're hearing, we're going to all come together and have unity. We're going to shut down the country.
Well,
and then at the same time, some of the more astute ones are saying, no, don't do that because you're going to cause a bigger backlash.
Yeah. Well, what's so ridiculous about the whole, everyone's going to stay home from work that day so that we can show, just how much will impact the American economy. Well, if all women working decided that they were going to stay home on May 1st, I think that they'd probably have a pretty big impact as well, don't you?
Well, maybe if all taxpayers did that, that would be the best thing that could happen.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, when are we going to wake up?
Get behind.
No, absolutely. I mean, if we did what they do in European countries, and they don't take any more of this nonsense, they say, look, we'll either take to the streets, we'll protest physically, or we will simply cut off the funds. There's nothing they can do, to millions of Americans who know that they're not going to give in anymore to this extortion and blackmail racket of the federal government.
Absolutely.
There's nothing. And they have to listen then. The thing is, will a crisis be averted or will it not? Let's take more calls now. Bob in St. Louis. Hi, you're on the program with our guest, Marcy.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I have to disagree with you on the one thing about the economic thing. If they
spend
off the money... Because this is all planned communism, and the money doesn't really make any difference. The big prize is America. It's not the immediate...
Well, what do you mean when you say the money doesn't make a difference? How do you mean that? Be specific.
Because it doesn't. They would keep on, regardless of you could go out and prosecute all the different manufacturers.
You're talking about the aliens, illegal aliens.
But there are people behind it that are looking at this as more than money. They're looking at it as a conquered nation, okay? So
yeah, but they have to live. You see, if they can't live off
the money is nothing compared to that money is nothing. My God, they got people, probably trillionaires in this world right now. There's plenty of billionaires and trillionaires. There could be that, too, a super group of
I don't think the armies of ideologues, Bob. I don't think they're the numbers we need to worry about.
They don't have the numbers. I'm talking about the money.
They
got the money that is doing it right now. Right now, you have a criminal organization right in front of you, subjecting this country to tyranny or to possible tyranny in the future, which is what I think. What they're really shooting for is martial law. If they're attacking people, and he said we're going to bring in the armed forces.
Yes, they would like to do that.
That's their trump card right now.
They would like to see a crisis so they can come in and control and manage it.
Yeah.
And here's
I agree.
One thing. Can I mention you one thing, Rick?
I don't know if you know anything about that.
Do you know anything about that Chertoff? Did you know he's a member of
we
ADL?
We know all about Chertoff.
You know that he's in the ADL?
Bad character. Of course.
Well,
we're not newcomers here.
And, Rick, you remember when the communists used to say they were going to come up with this in the 60s? We used to always hear at school.
Yes.
I went to a Catholic school. What kind of school did you go to?
I didn't go. I went to the public schools.
Oh, you went to the public schools.
And in spite of it, I still came out unscathed.
But anyway, they used to always tell us that the communists always said they'd come up from Central and South America and invade this country from the South. And this is exactly what they're doing. This henchman from the ADL, Chertoff, he's a communist, and he's doing exactly that. And until we recognize that, all this economic stuff means nothing. This is a war against the West, not even just this country, because you can see the same thing happening in all the other countries. They have one group type of group or
in
another.
Europe.
It could be the Turks in Germany.
Right.
It could be the North Africans in France.
Yes.
Britain's got the Afghanis, so all of Western civilization, it doesn't take, you don't have to be a genius to connect the dots here. We're being attacked.
Yes, I agree.
More than just a few billion dollars here or there, we are attacked as a religion, as a race, and as a culture. So it's a war. You know, you got to get over this racism stuff. That means these people are laughing at you that put you under their thumbs calling racism. They are attacking this whole culture.
Well, they actually don't believe that it's possible that they can be racist either. I mean, if you speak to one of them, they'll tell you that you can't be racist unless you are in a position of power.
Well, see, that's just a stupid term. I think that, what's his name, the movie director made up.
Right.
That's
believe that, though. That is absolutely, they don't.
Well, see, that doesn't make any difference what they believe. But that's what I'm saying. War doesn't have, it doesn't care what the talking is over. War. And what that's all just a bunch of stuff to weaken you, just that you're even talking about right now. You got to realize that you're in a war.
Yeah, I don't refer to that.
Just simply, and there's no point in talking about race. I mean, that's just something.
Mashi doesn't fall for that either. We're not talking about race because, you know, race, look, first of all, everyone is a racist. Anyone who says he's not a racist is crazy. He's proud of his own race. He should be. That's not the issue. The issue here is enforcement of the boundaries of this nation. This is a sovereignty issue right now, first and foremost, and that's what should be addressed. Forget about the rest of it right now, because without the sovereignty, without a border, we are no longer a country anyway.
That's right.
We have no entity, no national entity whatsoever anymore.
And there's a lot of things that the federal government presumes to do with its citizenry. The one thing they're supposed to do is to guard the borders.
Right.
That's one of the 17 legal roles of the federal government. Yep. I think there's 17, and that's it.
Yes.
That they're supposed to be doing.
And
they're doing
not.
Everything but.
They're doing everything but. And sit out here with night vision, and you'll see just how open it is.
Terrible. Must be terrible to watch.
It is. I mean, we have sheriff deputies down here whose families are being threatened by drug dealers.
Yeah.
Literally knocking on the door. A wife of the local sheriff answers the door, and she's being threatened that her husband better cool things off.
Can I just mention one thing? I'll let other callers get in.
All right, we'll let you
George
have one
Bush
more.
George Bush comes from a southern state. He was the governor of Texas, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Well, he sure did forget the Alamo, didn't he?
Well, he knows exactly. That's why.
I'm just joking.
He knows
just,
exactly
you know,
what's going on down
sure
there.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you could just use that as a, you know, just
well,
say.
You know, his father was a congressman from Texas.
Yeah.
He was ambassador to Red China. He was president, head of the CIA. You know, they're all connected. They connect the dots. And these people are all part of the elite. An honest man right now could not be in the White House.
No.
He'd be shot dead or poisoned or tripped up or what have you. George
That's
Bush
the
is the pinnacle of corruption. Thank you very much. I got to run.
Hey, Rick, you have a good one.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your call. Are you having fun here? I hate to put it that way, but are you enjoying the program, Marcy?
I am enjoying it so much. I just really enjoy being able to let people know what's going on down here.
You
Any opportunity
me,
to do that.
Yep, you remind me so much in demeanor and language and your speaking of Barbara Cole from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, whom we've had on this show.
Oh.
You're full of energy, full of dynamism. You're very easy to get along with.
Well,
you are still outspoken, firm but benevolent.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, no, I feel that you're communicating your message very well, and you're reaching probably who knows how many hundreds of thousands of people.
I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, you are right, and we need to light some candles, not just curse the darkness. And we need to come together, you know, as Americans to defeat this, because now's the time. This is the last year, I believe, that we will have if we ever will
have
overcome it. Because this is an election year.
Yes.
And after this, it's 2 long years to wait. And I don't think we can survive this at this rate.
No.
I really don't.
No.
All right. Let's continue. 800-313 9443 is the number. Gene in Texas, hi, you're on the program.
Yeah, to show how American culture has gone down the tubes, I'm a Texan too, Marcy.
Yes.
And this is the 170th anniversary of the Alamo in San Jacinto, but I have yet to hear here in Texas anyway about that.
Yeah.
March the 2nd was the Texas Independence Day. That went by with very little notice, as did the Alamo Day, March 6th.
Yeah.
And now April 21st has passed without any recollection of San Jacinto Day. But I guess what we will hear about, Marcy?
Cinco de Mayo?
You bet. We will hear Cinco de Mayo, and there'll be Mexican flags out everywhere, just like these half a million people in L.A. had Mexican flags.
Yes.
And what we have, Marcy, is a peasant army here. They're not just a workforce. They're a peasant army.
Yeah.
And they only had 600 policemen to control half a million people in Dallas not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think they could have held those people back if those people would have had weapons and started rioting?
No.
I don't think so. We have an army here, and a peasant army that has overthrown nations in the past.
Yes.
And,
it would be the quietest takeover ever. Yeah, takeover of a country without ever firing a bullet.
Well, of course, there's people behind them, too, of course, as we know. There's the Zionists and communists behind them that they want these people here to take us over, not politically and numerically. And but I just wanted to let you know that our American culture has gone down the tubes. How are you going to teach true American history to a bunch of illegal students in your schools, all right? And how are you going to teach American culture to these people who do not want American culture, who do not care about American culture, that want to wave a Mexican flag showing where their loyalty is, and are here just to economically molest America and taxpayers.
Yeah.
Dean, thank you very much. You've said it well again.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call. We're going to take another first-time caller now and go to Indiana. Jerry, you're on the program. Hello, welcome.
Yes, Rick. Appreciate what you guys are doing, and Marcy, we're behind you 100%.
Thank you.
And everything that these callers are saying, Rick, I can't disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say one thing. What I want to do tomorrow here in Indiana is jam these phone lines from these congressmen and senators. You know, but I also think there's a spiritual warfare going on, Rick, too.
Yes, there is.
From this demonic, you know, this president claims to be a Christian. And it is everything but that. I mean, what an oxymoron for a leader.
Especially the moron part, yes.
Yes. And I just encourage everybody tonight, you know, we got to, and Marcy, I'm not taking anything away from what you're doing, because I believe in you and Rick 100%. And Rick, you've got a very credible radio program going. But I will say one thing. We all tonight, when we go to bed, pray in agreement that God intervene for this country, because, Rick, you said it all, we've only got about a year left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, things are going to start really moving fast now unless we can take some action. And we need to stand firm regardless of what happens to this land. We can never give in, never give up our freedoms, our Constitution, our God, because the minute we do, we've lost the battle. And
you know,
you're right. We can't do that.
We can't. And I'd like to say something, you know, also to Americans of any religious background, of any party affiliation. When you look at your public officials and you look at what they're doing, you know, we need our loyalty needs, my loyalty, for example. I don't look at Bush and say, well, I'm loyal to him no matter what he does. This is I don't think in terms of that. I think in terms of the conservative ideals that I grew up with, that I'm trying to instill in my children. What our founding fathers were doing when they created the Constitution, those are the things that I look to in my public officials. If I don't find that in my public official, if he's Republican or Democrat or whatever, then he's not going to get my allegiance. And
absolutely.
I wish everybody would start looking at it in that way. I'm not going to vote for a Democrat just because I've always voted for Democrats. I'm going to look at the ideals. I'm going to vote on the ideals.
Yes.
And anyone who says he's going to go in and think about it, he's going to formulate a policy We don't want to hear that anymore. The time is too late. Either obey the Constitution and be obligated to the functions of the Constitution to protect the country, or don't run for office. We won't vote for you, period.
Yes, and one more thing. You know, our forefathers fought for this country. Rick, they'd be turning over in their graves.
Yeah.
That's why I'm forever vigilant on this.
Right.
And I will give my life for what I believe in.
Amen. Thank you.
And God bless your show.
Jerry,
your show,
continue to pray. You hit the nail on the head. It's a spiritual battle.
Yes, it
thank
is.
You.
And God bless you, Marcy.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be...
Thank you, Jerry. Good man. Good call.
Yes.
And we need more like that. Now, did you want to give a number where people can reach you before we take more calls?
Well, you know, I think the best thing would be if people could reach me through Shannon Magali with the Texas Minutemen.
Sure.
And I think that would be the best because I'm in touch with him and he can get in touch with me.
That's right. And we'll give his number before the end of the program.
Okay.
But let's see if we can. Well, you know what? We don't have time to squeeze in John. When we come back, we'll take John in California. And if we can take another call, maybe one more, because time is rushing by very quickly.
Blown by, yes.
Yes, it has. And, you know, we want people to remember that this issue is so important. It's the number one issue that we have, and that's why every week we spend time on it. We're coming up on May 1st. We're coming up on the big, big march in Crawford, Texas, coming up, I believe, on the 6th.
Yes, it
and
is.
We'll be talking about that with guests as well.
Wonderful.
Let's take a break right now. Stay where you are, Marcy. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
New World Order thought police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. We're back to wrap up, actually. We'll take another call, but before we do that, Shannon McGauley has given us, as you know, his number on this program before. And you can either write to him at his web address to contact not only him, but our guest tonight, Marcy, Marcy Bain, B-A-I-N, at www.txminutemen.org. Or his phone number, 940-577-0882. Again, that's 940-577-0882. I believe that's all kosher. Isn't that correct, Marcy?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's see if we can take one final call right now on the program, and that is John in California. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for doing a great job covering this issue.
Well, thank you. We try to keep up with it every week.
Yeah, I know you are.
It's critical.
One thing I don't quite understand is...
What's that?
Why the Minutemen do not want the white nationalists down there with them. America
well,
goes,
I,
the whole thing
I think
thing
you
goes
know
up.
The reason for that. I think you know the reason. The media would love to get a hold of that and would love to paint them all as David Dukes and trying to kill everybody and a bunch of meanies out there. But I think they're really trying to be careful and correct, politically correct with the media, John.
Well, this is let's stop and think about this. You don't think the New World Order doesn't know that this is going to cause strife? They're plans. They have plans for this.
Yep.
They know it's going to create problems and then there's going to be trouble.
Well, that's what they're planning, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're allowing this black group to come down there.
Which one is that now?
Oh, that black guy, Hayes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, because they're Americans. Right now, look, the most
important... But white people aren't Americans.
They are.
They're not allowed.
Well, they should be. All people should be allowed to come who are Americans,
yeah.
Who are here legally, should be there and should be part of a movement right now to seal the borders. We have to seal the borders.
But not white nationalists. They're not wanted.
Well, you know, as a group, they're not asked to come because they don't want the mantra. They don't want the media to get hold of it. They can come as white Americans, as Americans. It doesn't matter.
Marcy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to some of those people?
Well, you know, I think that...
Have
what
you ever investigated
to,
it?
Well, what I think the Minutemen in particular and what all of us should be trying to accomplish is getting this idea of, you know, well, I'm a Mexican-American, so this issue doesn't affect me. Well, yes, it does. If you're an American living in this country, this issue affects you. So, you know, in trying to further polarize ourselves and segregate ourselves, I think it's best that we start thinking as Americans and consider what this is doing to every race, creed, religion in this country who is here legally.
Everybody here of other ethnic colors or cultures have benefited from who? The people that founded this country over 200 years ago.
Right.
This is a slap in our face.
Oh, it is. It's spitting in our face. I understand.
Thanks, Rick.
That. I appreciate it, John. It's very difficult today to try to get people to think just as Americans, never mind as whites or whatever, you know. And unless we do immediate work to seal the border and no amnesty, you can forget all this other stuff because this is water over the bridge.
Right.
My friends, it's that simple.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Marcy, for being a female voice of defending the border.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will have you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. All right, Rick Adams, God willing, tomorrow night we'll do it all over again, 8 o'clock Central. And thank you for participating. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.